USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officer Singh is the shining example of what immigration in America should be.
The Stanislaus County Sheriff in California speaking of the death of an officer this week at the hands of an illegal immigrant who shot him during a traffic stop.
This is a young man who immigrated here legally. It was his dream to come to America. It was his dream to be a police officer, and he worked hard to achieve that goal. And unfortunately, he sacrificed his life trying to defend and protect his community.
The suspect in that shooting remains at large. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall, tweeting this morning, quote, "We'll be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall." This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
When a bright blue light lit up the skies over New York City last night, well, at first, most folks didn't know what was happening.
Family and friends texted me from everywhere, from Brooklyn, from the Bronx, asking if we were okay.
That woman spoke to Fox's New York City affiliate. A transformer explosion, not an alien invasion, was to blame for the light that did knock out power to LaGuardia Airport for a while, causing a brief shutdown of flights. The number of police officers in America killed in the line of duty is up again this year. A preliminary report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 144 officers died. That's up from 129 last year. Most of the officers killed this year were either shot or fatally injured in car accidents. The states that saw the most officer deaths were Texas, Florida, and California. In each of those states, 11 officers died. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Boston Marathon bomber is appealing his conviction. Lawyers for Johar Tsarnaev filing an 1,100-page appeal explaining why they believe his conviction should be overturned. Among their claims, that his trial was unfair because it took place in Boston, which was still traumatized by the 2013 attack. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen heading to the U.S.-Mexico border today. She'll be in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona on Saturday. This after Nielsen said Wednesday that she had directed a series of what she called extraordinary new protective measures for migrant children. A gun rights group is filing a lawsuit to overturn the Trump administration's planned ban on bump stocks. Gun Owners of America and others filing the suit in the Western District of Michigan. Bump stocks can be attached to semi-automatic weapons, causing them to fire very quickly, almost like an automatic firearm. The shooter in Las Vegas that massacred 59 people used bump stocks in that attack. The Trump administration announced the ban on bump stocks on December 18th. And Texas residents are particularly mourning the death of the nation's oldest man. Austin resident Richard Overton passed away last night at the age of 112. He was also the nation's oldest war veteran, having served in the Pacific during World War II. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.